Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business. So that's what I do in a nutshell. And I'm here to help you to talk about all the different types of strategies you may need to consider for your business. As we always say, it's not a one size fits all, right? But there are certain things that every business should take into consideration as they decide to grow and they decide to scale. Now, video has been a very, very, very hot topic for the last 2 to 3 years. And that's not by chance. That is because video has been proven and is still the number one way for businesses to get more eyes on their business without having to spend a ton of money on ads. Those companies or those entrepreneurs who are utilizing videos consistently with their audience can confirm and verify how much their engagement has increased, as well as how much their sales has increased, right? But not all videos are created equally, right? And I know that there is always a fear about starting to do videos in your business. Like, what do people say about me if nobody shows up? What if I make a mistake? What if I stumble? Guys, those are all rational fears. And it happens to all of us, especially when we have now started in business, right? But trust me, the more that you do it, the more that you become comfortable in the space, the easier it will become, right? You want to think of your video as another way for you to build that know, like, and trust with your audience, right? Video is a great way for you to build a relationship with your audience and also to share valuable information with your audience, right? So share this message, tag your business besties, tag your accountability partners, and let's dive into videos, right? So there are different types of videos. There are pre-recorded videos and there are live videos, right? Pre-recorded videos are videos, like we say, you record in advance and then you share it on your platforms. Live videos are like these types of videos where you come on live and you talk to your clients. I like live videos. This is my preference. It doesn't have to be yours. I like live videos because it gives me an opportunity to actually interact with my audience in real time, which is very important for me, for my visibility and for my brand awareness, right? I like to interact with my audience in real time. And I think it goes a long way in building that know, like, and trust. Now, pre-recorded videos are also very, very powerful, but they are used in different ways, right? You can pre-record a video and use it to put up on your YouTube channel or to use it in your IG stories and that kind of thing, because you can literally utilize videos on all your social media platforms before. At the beginning, it was just Facebook, but now you can do it on Instagram, you can do it on LinkedIn, you can even do it on Twitter, you can do videos in Pinterest. You can literally do video everywhere. And that is not by chance, right? Because they understand the power of video, right? And you also have to understand the power of video in your own business, right? So you can either choose to go live or choose to go pre-recorded. Right? It really depends on you. I like to do a mix of the two. I know a lot of people, because they're nervous to start, they start off with pre-recorded, but I also encourage you to mix it up and do a mix of live and pre-recorded. The other thing that you have to remember is that all videos are not created equally. Every video does not mean that you have to stand or sit in front of a camera like this and speak to your audience. There are different ways, right? Depending on what your business is, you may not necessarily have to speak to your audience like this every single time you do a video. You can do an unboxing video. So for those of you who are selling products, for example, you can do a video unboxing your product, showing people how the product works and that kind of thing. That doesn't necessarily mean that your face has to be on it. You're just showing people the product so they know what the product will look like when it's delivered to them. They know how to use the features. So it can literally just be your hands with your product and you're having like your voiceover showing people, right? Same thing like if you're cooking, right? You can just be showing people how to actually make the things that you are making, or you know what I mean? I've seen people do videos like when they're releasing their new books and stuff. So you just do a video over the book, over over your books or whatever, your ebooks and stuff, and you open it and you're showing people different pages and, you know, the quality of the book and that kind of thing. So you can mix any types of videos that you are actually showing to your audience. Again, it depends on what you are selling. But video works really, really well, whether you are a brick and mortar business, whether you are an online business, whether you sell a product or you sell a service. For those of you who are like selling clothes and shoes, you can have your models, right, modeling and do like a little video of them so people can see how the outfits flow on their bodies and that kind of thing. Guys, that you just need to be creative and find creative ways to show off how great your business is, right? Instead of just doing a flyer and putting it up, or, you know, just posting words on social media. Because remember, when you're sharing information with your audience, you want to share a mix of content with your audience, right? Because people consume information differently. So you want to always share a mix of content with your audience. Making sense so far? Tag your business besties, tag your accountability partners, show me some hearts, some love, right? And share this video. Share this video because this is a really, really important conversation, especially as we go into the new quarter and you're starting to plan out your strategy for your launches, your new launches going into the new quarter, into the new year, right? You want to figure out, how can I utilize video as part of my strategy so that I can increase my engagement, so that I can increase my visibility, and I can increase my brand awareness. Video is king, 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 king right now. Video is king. So I really, really urge you to do that. So as I said, you can do pre-recorded or you can do live. It's really, really up to you. But some pointers, as you start to make that decision that you're going to do the video, have a plan for your video. You don't want to just come on and wing it, especially if you're not a pro at doing videos, right? What I usually have my clients do is to write down 3 to 5 topics that they feel very, very comfortable talking about. Like they can talk about it off the top of their head. That is where we start. What are 3 to 5 topics? Tell me in the comments if you can. 3 to 5 topics that you can talk about with your clients, with your audience, off the top of your head, right? Start with those particular videos. From those topics, create 3 or 4 talking points from each one of those topics, right? And you write it out, guys. Don't keep it in your head. Write it out. Just bullet points. What are 3 or 4 talking points from this particular topic that I want to touch on, right? And then when you made the decision to go live, you figure out the topics, you figure out the talking points, and then you figure out what is my call to action. So after I have shared this video with my people, what do I want them to do? Do I want them to send me a DM? Do I want them to click the link in my bio? Do I want them to respond? What exactly do I want them to do? So you have to decide in advance what your call to action is going to be at the end of each one of your videos, right? Understood? And the other thing that you want to start to figure out, because you don't want a video that's going to be 2 seconds long. You don't want a video that's going to be 2 minutes long. You also don't want a video that is maybe an hour long or some kind of thing, because people's attention span, people are busy, people are on the move, right? But so you want to think about, you know, how long do I want my video? I, as a general rule of thumb, say 10 to 20 minutes. If it's just an informative video, if you're doing like a masterclass or something like that, yes, then it can go on over an hour or something like that. And that's very a specific type of video because that's a class that you're doing. But if you're just coming on live to share valuable information with your audience, I would say 10 to 20 minutes maximum. that gives you enough time to introduce yourself, which is a big, big, big part that a lot of people miss out. Introduce yourself, because a lot of you feel like, well, I don't have to introduce myself because they're seeing me. No, you have to think to yourself that every time I go live or every time I put out a video, somebody new is watching me. Somebody new has now come onto my page. Somebody has now joined my group. So they may not necessarily know who I am. So the 10 to 20 minutes gives you enough time to introduce yourself at the beginning. It gives you enough time to introduce the topic. And it gives you enough time to go through each one of the talking points and allows your audience enough time to ask you questions so that you can answer the questions that they have. This allows you to build the know, like, and trust factor with your audience, which is so, so very important, because that is what leads to the sales, right? That is what leads to the sales. So take note of that, right? The other thing about video is you don't need to do video every single day, right? You don't need to do videos every single day. But what I would suggest is that you figure out how you make it a part of your strategy so that it is impactful. Right now, we are doing a 30-day challenge, which is why I'm going live every single day. And yes, because I've been doing it since the 1st of December, I've seen a massive, massive increase in my engagement as well as my sales, right? Which is great, which again proves my point that video is powerful. But you don't have to do this every single day if this is not part of your business goal or part of your strategy. But you want to do it often enough, just like your emails, right? You want to do it often enough so that your audience gets a chance to know you and build that know, like, and trust relationship with you, right? Because people like to buy from people who look like them, who sound like them, people who have a story to share, people who have, who have value to share with them, people who are going to make them think, people who are going to make them feel a particular way, right? And that is the power of utilizing video in your business. Yes, share, share, share. I hope this is making so much sense and creating so much clarity for you as you are planning your next launch, right? And before we close off, just a few things to note as you do your business, as you prepare to do your video. So you know the length, you know that you have to write down your topics, you know you want to write down your talking points, you know that you want to have your call to action. You want to also decide where you're going to go live. You want to also tell your audience that you're going live, especially if you are new to going live, right? So you want to give your audience a heads up. You can send an email to them or just post it on whichever platform you're going to go live. Let them know what time you're going to go live and what the topic is going to be. Give them a reminder, maybe an hour or 30 minutes before you go live. So that you have some kind of anticipation of you going live, right? And when you do decide to go live, guys, remember, you want to make sure that wherever you go live is clearly lit. There's enough light, because the worst thing is to go live and your background is dark and people are not seeing you clearly. I've done that a few times when I now started off, right? You want to make sure that it's very, very clear, that there's enough light. If you're doing it in the night, you have lamps and all these things around you so that your audience can see you or see whatever it is that you're sharing very, very clearly. You want to make sure if you're using your phone or your laptop that it's at a eye level or above so that you don't have this, you don't have this kind of thing going on where, you know, people actually, you know, people are seeing the top of your head more than your face, because you want to make sure it's at eye level as much as possible and it's not down, right? And you want to make sure that you're not utilizing, you're not holding it with your hand so much either, so that there's less shaking and disturbance as you share the information, because those things can be very, very, very distracting to your audience and you don't want to distract from your message. But the most important thing as you decide to use video is to just enjoy the process. Just enjoy the process. Go with the flow. You're not always going to get it perfect. It's not about being perfect, but it's about sharing a great message, right? You're going to have bloopers. That's okay. That is part of being human. That's part of being a business owner. Nobody expects you to always have a perfect message and a perfect background and that kind of thing. Yes, you want to distract you want to make sure that you are not being distracted by noise and stuff like that, but life happens. I'm sure you all are hearing my neighbor's Christmas music right now, right? I have no control over that, right? It's Christmas time. People are playing the music, right? But you know, you want to create that kind of atmosphere that is conducive to sharing a message that your audience does not get distracted. And that's okay if you make any mistakes. You just do better the next time. It's okay if, you know, your kids jump into the video, your dog jump into the video. These things happen. And we're human, right? That just humanizes you and humanizes your brand and your business. That is just life. So enjoy the process, the bloopers and all. Enjoy the process. Make sure you are very clear on your messaging. Make sure you write it down in advance so that you can have it in front of you and you can follow through. As you go through, make sure you introduce yourself. Make sure you take your time. Make sure you have a call to action. Make sure that you are consistent and frequent with your audience so they get to build up that anticipation of seeing you or getting valuable information from you in a consistent manner. Yeah? So that's my message for you today, guys.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.